This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Everything Captive. One of the strongest arguments for the truthfulness and veracity of the New Testament comes from the manuscript evidence testifying to the accuracy.
Today I read an article that both saddened and angered me, entitled, quote, "Longtime Tennessee Pastor Comes Out as Atheist," end quote. On the opening night of the Freedom From Religion Foundation convention, Carter Warden, formerly full-time pastor at Crossroads Christian Church in Gray, Tennessee, and part-time minister of music at Wesleyan Memorial United Methodist Church in Johnson City, Tennessee, came out publicly as an atheist. He grew up in a conservative fundamentalist church. To anyone under the sound of my voice, if you are preaching the gospel and you don't believe it, for heaven's sake, stop being a hypocrite. Step aside. In the 20th century brought the resulting and consequent death of truth and morality to Western civilization. He correctly pointed out that C.S. Lewis and Francis Schaeffer both predicted that the death of man would follow belief in the death of God and the consequent death of truth. Unless man turns back to God, the one source of absolute truth, he is doomed to experience the grievous, fatal consequences of moral relativism. Modern man no longer thinks in terms of antithesis, i.e., the law of non-contradiction. He now views truth as relative. And since he believes there are no absolutes, modern man has rejected universal moral laws and has embraced moral relativism.
A progressive and, quote, unapologetically black, end quote, has a degree in economics from Berkeley, a master's degree from Harvard, and has worked for the liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as well as the California Supreme Court. Smith, explaining her resignation from the ACLU, questioned the ACLU's support of radical legislation favored by the transgender lobby. She accused the ACLU of having become, quote, a special interest organization that promotes not all, but certain progressive rights, end quote. That's certainly in line with what Kai Feldblum, Georgetown University law professor, and noted LGBT activist, infamously said in a law school journal article a few years ago when she said that whenever LGBT rights collide with religious liberty rights, even constitutionally guaranteed religious liberty rights must always give way to LGBT rights. What opened Ms. Smith's eyes? A personal experience. She said, I quote, "I have shared my personal experience of having taken my elementary school age daughters into a women's restroom when shortly after three transgender young adults, over 6 feet tall, with deep voices, entered. My children were visibly frightened, concerned about their safety, and left asking lots of questions for which I, like many parents, was ill-prepared to answer," end quote. Well, Ms. Smith, welcome to the real world. Yep, a liberal mugged by an insane reality.
For more information about
Trump,
SES,
did much more. He greatly expanded the ban. Trump's version of the global gag rule, as it's called, expands the policy to all global health funding. The new rule under President Trump means that rather than impacting $600 million in U.S. foreign aid, the global gag rule will affect $9.5 billion in U.S. government aid. In other words, $9.5 billion of your tax money will no longer go to subsidize and promote the performance or the promotion of abortion overseas. President Trump is quickly establishing that he's a man who is fulfilling his campaign promises and sometimes doing far more than even pro-lifers expected of him. The Mexico City policy and the expansion of the budget reconciliation bill that will come before the House and the Senate in just a few days. About 60% of Trump voters say that the Democrats' extravagant position on abortion and Planned Parenthood were very important in their choice of Donald Trump rather than Hillary Clinton for president. As long as the Democratic Party leadership is in the thrall of the pro-death, pro-abortion camp, and I continue to call them that, pro-choice would say that abortion is always tragic, but sometimes less tragic. Pro-death says that all abortions should be legal for any reason up to until the baby's fully born, and that the government should pay for abortions for women who need financial support. That's the Democratic Party's platform position. As long as they continue that pro-death stance, they will continue to lose elections and governorships and legislatures and the Congress and the White House, because the American people are increasingly for their unborn citizens, not death.
For more information about this,
that reverence had political implications. His photographs of fetuses as early as 19 weeks old, with features clearly defined, provided ammunition for the, quote, anti-abortion movement, which circulated his photos. Well, that may be the New York Times opinion. I would say pro-life. And anyone who's seen his picture of a very young fetus sucking its thumb knows the impact of those pictures. Mr. Nielsen, thank you for giving us a window on life in the womb. Rest in peace. This is Richard Land.